USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We'll learn soon if Americans will be paying even more for groceries and gas. The Consumer Price Index for January is due out later this week. An economist polled by Bloomberg expect a new 40-year high. Last month, it was revealed the CPI for all items rose 7% year over year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying it would be the biggest 12-month jump since 1982. Political pressure is mounting for the IRS to drop its deal with a facial recognition company to verify taxpayer identities using a selfie. Four House Democrats writing to the IRS commissioner urging the agency to stop the use of ID.me. The lawmakers note serious privacy and data security concerns along with the lack of access for those Americans without internet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
A BLM founder in Tennessee is sentenced to prison.
A Black Lives Matter founder in Memphis, Tennessee is sentenced to prison for election fraud. 44-year-old Pamela Moses was sentenced to 6 years in prison for voter fraud after she illegally registered to vote, despite being on felony probation. A judge told her she was still on probation when Ms. Moses went to the corrections officers and convinced them she was off probation, then receiving the false documents.
I accept the full responsibility for my actions and that I've been held accountable. I've been in jail since December the 10th.
Moses is expected to appeal the decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The start of the Major League Baseball regular season is in jeopardy. MLB owners locked out players in December after both sides couldn't agree on a new labor deal. At the time, the commissioner was optimistic a deal would be reached, but the two sides haven't come to an agreement. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
On February 2nd, Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden proposed a bill aimed at preventing nonprofit organizations from supporting illegal immigration. Congressman Gooden explains the purpose of his bill on Fox and Friends.
So what we're seeing is this incentive by the U.S. government to bring more migrants across the border, and they're encouraging human smuggling and trafficking. What my bill would do is say, if you're engaged in smuggling and trafficking, then we're going to defund you.
Opponents believe without nonprofit organization support, many illegal immigrants would be struggling to meet basic necessities or access their constitutional rights. Officials with Michigan's Oxford Community Schools say they didn't act negligently in dealing with a suspended high school shooter. 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly is facing over 20 felony charges for allegedly killing four and injuring seven on November 30th. In a new court filing, the district saying every action taken was careful, prudent, proper, and lawful. NBC broadcast of the opening of the Winter Olympics in Beijing drew a record low viewership of 16 million, down 43% from the 23.8 million who watched the opening ceremony of the last Winter Games in 2018. This year's ceremony was the least watched ever since NBC began broadcasting the events in 1988. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.